Two words, Bishop Gorman. I guess I have to apologize here. I know I probably ruffled some feathers over at Gorman. I picked them to lose by, I think, 13 or 14 or something. They played the number three team in the weekend, number three team in the country this weekend. Excuse me, Long Beach Poly, and beat them, Ray Brewer. You were watching the game. What'd you think of the Gales' performance?
Well, I thought that, as Grant Rice, the coach of Gorman, put it, they're maturing. You know, earlier in the year, I don't know if they win the game. Second quarter, a little sloppy, some turnovers, a little bit of a scoring drought, and somehow they rallied it together. They turned a small deficit into a small lead and back and forth, and then, bam, fourth quarter opens. Here they come. I think it was a 16-2 run to open the fourth quarter. Rest is history. I think what was important for me is that Gorman – in their five previous losses to nationally ranked team had been awful in the fourth quarter. And so to play a fourth quarter, to play a complete game, to not let some of those early mistakes haunt them later on, I think speaks volumes.
Yeah, I think I let that record, like you said, they lost all these games against previously ranked teams. I think that swayed me. And I think, look, the only game that I saw of any of these, I saw a little teeny bit of the St. Patrick game. And, of course, that was when they lost by the most. But you look at the standings now, St. Patrick is number one in the country. I mean, always a great program. It's where Quintrell Thomas went to high school. I mean, that's just one example. So I think I put too much stock into that. And look, Gorman, you know, bow to them. Great performance. They got to be happy. And they've broken into some polls now, the top 20 or so.
Yeah, Max Preps has Gorman at 25 today. And good for Vegas basketball. ESPN2 on a Saturday night. You got to think, UNLV's played on ESPN four times this year. Gorman's played two. Not too shabby. And I thought Gorman matched up real well against Long Beach Poly. I thought that, you know, when they did make that rally, they were able to definitely use their athleticism, get on the break a little bit. Demetrius Morad off the bench I thought was huge. He's a great defender, high flyer, great attacking the rim. And I thought the change of pace there when Stanley fouled out, Stanley's more of a back-to-the-basket, bigger guy, and Morad went in there. They were able to kind of run and gun up and down the court. Big win. I think it's only big if they win the state championship, which obviously they're favored to do. But Canyon Springs, 22-1, very good as well. Better guard play, I think, than Gorman on most nights.
Yeah, and of course we should mention, while we're talking about so much at this game, Gorman won their last major regular season test, I guess, when they had Sierra Vista. Another close game, kind of. I think they won by 10 points. But you know, I think if Gorman plays like they did against Long Beach Poly, it's a foregone conclusion that they're going to win this whole thing.
I mean, I would agree with you. On any given day, any given team could win. No doubt about it. But it's got to be a real special given day for Sierra Vista or Canyon, who I think are probably the only two teams out there that could do it. You know, Canyon brings that speed, athleticism. And I think they could beat Gorman.
And defensive pressure. That's the biggest thing they bring in my mind.
Yeah, and now that's the thing. And you've seen Canyon. They pressure from one end of the court to the next. Gorman has Roscoe Allen and Ben Carter, two Division I players, but they're like 6'6 and 6'8 respectively bringing the ball up the court. Not going to work. Maybe even taller, 6'8 and 6'8. Who knows how tall they are. But Gorman obviously has no solid point guard play, and that's tough when you can't bring the ball up the court. Now, if you beat the press, now you're in the front court with Shabazz Muhammad high flying and dunking it in your face, but you got to get it there.
Right, and Bishop Gorman pretty much already got their playoff spot locked up. They're going to be the one seed in the Southwest. We'll have to see who they play from the Northwest in the four, probably Legacy. But let's look at the playoffs right now as it's muddled going into this last
week. Muddled, to say the least.
It's muddled going into this last week. It looks like there's going to be some ties right now. We got some ties. We don't even know exactly how the tiebreakers are going to work out at some point system about how teams have beat opponents. But let's, you know, kind of dive in, look at these standings, and do our best.
Our picks are on the point system. If you if Brewer picked you and you won, you get an extra point.
Oh yeah, since you went, I'm gonna say this. I've been doing the picks for a year now, and I've never seen a losing record from either myself or Ray until last week. Brewer put up a nice 4-6 spot.
Well, I had to pick my Cowboys from Chaparral, and they couldn't get it done against Vegas, and You know, we both picked against Gorman because, let's be honest, it was the only time in football or basketball we could have picked against Gorman. So we had to jump on that opportunity. And next thing you know, I'm fading as the season gets longer.
And last point on the picks, I don't know if you're trying to weasel away from this one, but all year you pick against Coronado, and they win, they're 13-0 or whatever in the division. And then when do they lose to your beloved Foothill that you think is such a powerhouse team, and you have Coronado? It doesn't make any sense.
We are the Foothill Falcons.
But you picked Coronado.
But
so
I picked
Coronado. That just that blew my mind. But anyway, so since we're on Coronado and Foothill talking about those teams, let's look at the Southeast right now. Coronado 11-1, Foothill 10-2, going to be 1-2. A little bit behind there's still some spots up for grabs. Green Valley 7-5, Silverado 6-6. And Basic 5-7. So Basic is going to need to have a big week to catch Silverado.
They will, but tonight's games, Basic's got a very winnable game tonight against Votech. And when Basic beats Votech tonight, Silverado loses tonight. This is Tuesday, my bad. Basic is going to beat Tech. Silverado's going to lose to Foothill. They're both going to be 6-7. That brings us down to the last day of the year, Thursday. Basic plays Foothill. Anything can happen in a neighborhood rivalry. Silverado also plays a neighborhood rivalry against Liberty, which it'll be Liberty's last game at home against your rival. Anything could happen. Basic could play Canyon in the playoffs. I'd pick Canyon in that game for the record.
I think I'm picking Canyon no matter who they play.
Even Gorman?
In the first round of the playoffs.
Oh, okay, first round of the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah. We'll look at the Northeast now, still in the Sunrise.
I mean, that's how bad. I don't want to beat a dead drum, but that's why I've been saying all along, I think the Northeast goes 4-0 in the playoffs.
I do not think that's going to happen. I think Coronado will win a game.
Again, if Vegas is the four?
I still think Coronado. I think Vegas can win that game, but I think Coronado's a better team. I've seen both.
What would you put the line at?
Coronado 5, probably.
5, that's it? You just said right there with that number that they're going to lose.
I think it's a good matchup for Vegas, but I think Coronado is a lot better team.
Okay, all right.
A league where we might see some teams tied and go to that tiebreaker is the Northeast. Valley and El Dorado right now, Valley 9-2, El Dorado 8-3. If El Dorado can win that game, it could be tied.
Wednesday, big game Wednesday.
Big game Wednesday. And Chaparral, Vegas, both 5-6. Both play some tough games this week, and they could end up tied as well.
Yeah, both teams play Canyon this week, so you know that's going to be a loss. I think Vegas, they've got Rancho and DP Monday, Wednesday, respectively. You win both those games, you're in. It's that simple. If the tiebreakers get into it, I don't know, Case. You got to get a calculator, and you got to go from there.
It's been a little bit simpler all year in the Northwest. Pretty much looks like it's going to be Legacy at the 4, Cimarron at the 3, even though those two could flip-flop. Some craziness happens this week. But the 1 seed looks like it's up for grabs Wednesday night. It's going to be our game of the week. Palo and Centennial for the 1-2 in the Northwest. I mean, pretty self-explanatory there for one of four divisions at least.
Exactly, and I covered the first Palo Centennial game, and it was a great job by Palo that night and kind of containing the same Dixon for Centennial. And Centennial still had its secondary and third guys score, but if Dixon doesn't get off, neither does Centennial. Palo, great game plan. This game's for the league title. More importantly, you kind of avoid Gorman there until the end, which I think everybody doesn't want to have to play him.
And you get a shot at that play-in game to get into the state tournament.
That's huge.
So it's big.
They're playing for the play-in game.
That one pretty easy, like we said. But, Brewer, you might want to break out your Advil if you have any in here for the Southwest, because there's no way that this isn't going to give us a headache right now. Okay, you got Gorman, Sierra Vista, 1-2. Behind that, Durango, Spring Valley, and Western, all 8-5. All playing 3 games this week. I mean,
How
do we figure this out?
If Western doesn't make the playoffs, that would be
a collapse.
I mean, they've got talent, but their problem, they play 6 guys a game. They get 9 guys in the team.
Well, look at the schedule if you need to. Just yell out names if you need to. Who are the two that are making it out of these 3?
I would say Greg Gentry for sure.
Even though you picked against him against Western.
Yeah, well.
And Sierra Vista. You picked him to go 1-2 this week, and you're still picking him to make the playoffs. All right. So we got Durango, and who's second?
I'd say Western. I still think Spring Valley's a one-man show with Gary Payton Jr.
I disagree, and I've got some.
You were waiting for me to say.
I like Western, and I like Spring Valley. No, I actually wasn't waiting for you to say that. I thought we'd get the Spring Valley has so many athletes speech for the third time on the podcast. But anyway, Gary Payton Jr. obviously has had a great year. But if you look at their box scores the last couple weeks, this kid Tom, or not Tom, I can't remember his first name now. Tom Clancy's the dude from the video game, but his last name is Clancy, just like the video game. He's a freshman, and he's putting up like 15 a game in the last 2 weeks. I think this guy is a star in the making. With the backcourt with Clancy and Payton, I see them going to the playoffs, and I see them being very competitive as a 4 seed against the 1 in the Northwest.
Wow, I do see that as well, because for as much as I've beaten that Palo drum this year, Palo's not that talented, and they're not that big. So they've got to play virtually perfect, and Riley's got to micromanage every minute of that game to keep them involved.
Now, I have not seen Spring Valley this year, but I'm so loaded with that information of the Clancy kids. I'm sorry. I forgot your first name. Email me, and I'll make sure I get you on next week.
Did we get an email from Gorman fans this week saying, did you get that email I forwarded?
I got one, I think.
Did I forward you one?
I can't remember.
There was one guy that was like, tell Kiefer to eat shoe, or what is that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Crow?
Eat crow.
Yeah. Well, I did it. I apologized already. We've talked about some of the games that go with the playoffs, but let's dive into some of the bigger games this week. We'll start on Tuesday, tomorrow night. Green Valley and Liberty. Green Valley has got a win here, and they pretty much lock off a playoff spot with one more victory.
I cannot. Great job of coaching over at Green Valley.
Great job of predicting by me to put Green Valley in the playoffs.
In all honesty, I mean, they have no talent over there. I mean, they're good. I mean, but I mean, I don't know. Bad league this year. Would you agree with me on that?
I would agree with you with that. But I think Green Valley,
they're good.
Not
great
no
job
talent. I think they don't have much depth. I think they've only got about 3 guys that really I'd like to take into battle with me. But I guess you can make that to be enough. Next, we'll go still in the Southeast.
Yeah, after Muhammad Allen and Carter.
Well, not quite those three. Foothill and Silverado. You mentioned Silverado, if they get a win here, that would be huge, but not looking likely.
Well, see, I don't know, because Foothill lost to Green Valley.
Green Valley is better than Silverado.
How does Foothill lose to Green Valley and then beat Coronado? I don't know. No way Silverado wins this game. Somehow they're going to make the playoffs as the 4, though.
We'll go to Wednesday. This is, I think, the best night of the week. A bunch of really good games. El Dorado and Valley, 2 spot up for grabs. I think we both already mentioned we like Valley here.
We do, and El Dorado's good. Don't get me wrong. I think Curtis Stewart's probably going to be the best player on the floor, but I think top to bottom, Valley is just going to outrace them. They really push the ball up the court well. I've seen Valley a few times, and I like the Vikings.
I think Valley's playing a lot better, too. At the beginning of the year, they're 19-4 now, but I remember I think 3 of those losses came kind of in the first half, and we were saying, oh, we thought Valley would be a runaway second here. Well, it turned out they were the second, but it just took a while for them to get going. All their guys are healthy. You got to like Valley. In the Northwest, a game Brewer already kind of broke down for you, but I don't think he gave his official pick. Centennial and Palo Verde for Northwest. I mean, this is pretty much a playoff game because you get to skip out Gorman for one extra day, like you said.
Yeah, you win this and you get to the playoff game. Give me the Panthers. Palo Verde.
I am going to disagree. I look down at the roster. I look at the players on each side, and I think Centennial's just got a little bit of a talent edge. I didn't see the first game, so I guess maybe I should listen to you more here and take the Panthers. But, hey, we're agreeing on, like, everything else this week, so I got to go with the Bulldogs.
Here's the deal. You put way too much stock in talent. Okay, this is high school sports. It's organization. It's coaching. Sure, it's easier to make a batch of cookies if you got some talented athletes, but it's not the end of the world if you don't have them. Teams win all the time without talent.
Here's my simple response. If I put too much value into talent, why am I 9 games ahead of you on the picks for the year when these are the games we disagree on?
Well, you do a lot of studying. You got like 3 screens up on your computer. You're looking at scores and trends and stats, and I'm just going off my gut, dude, emotions.
All right. Well, we'll go to
– But I'm telling you, talent doesn't – it's not as – I mean, Gorman football – had talent up the wazoo, but until
and they won the state championship.
But before,
3 out of the last 4 years.
Until Tony got here, though, they weren't winning.
Well, I wasn't here for that, so maybe
I'm saying you got to have somebody to organize the troops.
I think even before Tony came, though. I think we talked about this earlier. Didn't they lose two games in 3 years?
Paolo put up a 50-something. Anybody could win that league. With that talent Gorman has, and this contradicts what I said, you're going to win that league with your eyes closed.
So talent does count for something.
I could go out there and say, hey, Ryan Smith, run to the end zone, and somebody will throw you the ball, and we're going to beat Perump, I guarantee you.
Yes, the talent counts for something. That's my point.
It counts for something, but until Tony got there, they gave up 50-some points to Paolo in the playoffs.
Well, there you go. I guess we can talk about this in football season. Yeah. But I did win the football picks, too, picking off a talent. So
I know, but I pick Shap like every week, though.
All right. Well, we'll move on. Western and Durango, huge game. These are the two teams you just picked to make the playoffs. The last time they played, I think it was 77-76, went down to the absolute wire with Western winning. Could we see another classic?
Here's the deal. Both teams don't have much on the bench. So it's what kind of shape. Can Durango control the Washingtons, and can Greg Gentry do enough to get him there? You know, is he going to be able to get his when he's got really nobody else to pass the ball to? I just can't see Durango. I'm Western losing this game. I mean, I could have made an argument 3 weeks ago for Western to beat Gorman. And now we're thinking, well, when are they turning their uniforms in?
Exactly, but I think you got to like Western here. I'm totally agreement here, taking Western. Desert Oasis and Spring Valley. Spring Valley cannot afford a slip-up, but look, Desert Oasis was good at the beginning of the year, really a struggle down the stretch.
They have, and I think Desert Oasis is kind of, and I say this every week, but kind of a one-man show. Would you agree with me?
I guess I agree.
Okay.
Third week in a row, yeah. This is what we've thought.
And I think every week I say this kind of apologetically, and then I ask you to confirm that. Like, well, do you agree with what I just said? Yeah, okay.
Although I do think they have a good big guy. Maybe he could give Spring Valley some trouble, but I think you got to go with Spring Valley here. The stakes are too high for them to have a slip up. A couple more games we mentioned earlier on Thursday. Basic and Foothill. I think Basic has a real shot at the upset. I didn't pick them. I ended up taking Foothill. But look, these are the kind of games where it might mean everything to one team and nothing to the other team. Although it is still a rivalry, so I'm going to lean Foothill, but would not be surprised with an upset.
And I think because it's a rivalry, you'll get Foothill's best game, even though its fate will likely be already sealed as the number two. But I was at the first Basic Foothill game, and I will tell you right now, Basic has a hard time scoring. They've got, like, Vince Carducci and a bunch of guys who aren't as good at putting the ball in the net, which is the key to basketball.
There you have it. Silverado and Liberty. I actually went against the grain here. I took Liberty. I don't know why. I think it's because I was sick of seeing the same logos next to me and his name.
No. It's because you're a Liberty patriot. Homer.
I'm not. Listen, at the beginning of the year, we both picked Liberty to make the playoffs. We both thought they were going to be a little bit better than they were. Maybe they are still a little bit better than their 4-8 record, but certainly the recent scores have not shown it. You still taking Silverado?
Still taking Silverado.
That's simple. We'll move to Friday. El Dorado at Shap. If Shap wins this, you know, they've got a pretty good chance to get in the playoffs, but I think it's kind of a tough matchup.
Well, you and I both saw Shap, was it Tuesday, last Tuesday?
Against Vegas.
And they are lost offensively, dude. I mean, it's like five guys standing around looking at each other, and then the coach tells a few guys to run somewhere. Some kid hits a three that, you know, it was a miracle, I guess. Puts his fingers up that he hit the three, let everybody know. Goes back, they're down eight, they get the ball, it's like 2 minutes to go, they come down the court, and the point guard's pulling it back out, like totally oblivious to how much time's left. Then the coach has got to get him set up again. The same guy hits a three-pointer, three in the air, oblivious to how much time's left, oblivious to anything that's around him. No way.
I do think they have some size and raw talent with the I definitely don't know the kid's name, but number 50. If they can get the ball into him, they have a chance.
Kirschbaum.
Yeah, I think, you know.
I know my Cowboys.
I think that they were really trying to work through him, and Las Vegas did a good job of preventing that. Maybe if they can do it against El Dorado, they have a chance. But I'm taking El Dorado, too, with that being said. Let's go back to the Southwest, Sierra Vista. And Durango, Greg Gentry again.
Oh, here's the deal. Sierra Vista let Spring Valley back in this race because Spring Valley beat Sierra last week, right? They were looking ahead. to the Gorman game, Sierra Vista, they got snapped. And I just, who knows? They'll be sealed in as the two. I pick Sierra in this game, but I'm playing Case Kiefer, devil's advocate. I could see Durango winning this game because I bet you Sierra's already, you know, getting, they're hosting a playoff game. It'll be signed, sealed, and delivered.
Yeah, I mean, this is a lot like what I said for the Basic and Foothill game. It means everything to one team and not much to another one. But I'm still taking Sierra Vista. I shouldn't have skipped out of the Northeast just yet because we got a pretty big game on Friday. Las Vegas, who's really playing well, kind of peaking, is going to Canyon. Could we have a last-minute shocker in the regular season and have the Wildcats pull off a win against the Pioneers?
I'd say I doubt it because also, and I say the same things every week. I'm like a broken record. But Vegas is like the top dog in that league, and every school wants to beat Vegas. So I think those kids from Canyon are going in with the mindset that they're the underdogs in that game, and they're making a statement.
I doubt it too, but look, I think Las Vegas, L-Dog, Valley, I think when they're at their best, they're all about even, but I can't pick against Canyon Springs. Probably not going to be picking against them to the state championship. We still got a couple more weeks of that, so check back. We'll be back next week. Thanks for listening.
Would you be shocked, and I hate to cut you off, but I wanted to make this point, how quick the basketball season is?
Well, I think yes, but like no, because you have that long break.
Well, yeah, it's like an 8-week. You're right. Yeah, you're right. Thanks for listening.